USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee are demanding the White House turn over documents related to how the Trump administration handled security clearances for advisors, including Jared Kushner. Democratic Congressman Mark DeSantis of California was asked on CNN if Kushner should be subpoenaed if he doesn't respond.
Of course. I think this is a period where the White House is testing us, but this is the way we are supposed to act.
A New York Times story said that Trump ordered his former chief of staff, John Kelly, to provide Kushner with a clearance. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. has gone from pessimism to optimism due to the current administration.
He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success.
Major chain stores Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures totaling more than 465 stores over the past 48 hours. That'll bring the number of planned store closures this year to well over 4,500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee entered the Democratic 2020 presidential race Friday, saying that he's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority.
We have one chance to defeat climate change, and it is right now.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett told CNN's Poppy Harlow he thinks climate change could threaten economic growth.
Yes, I think that Nordhaus's work, is food for thought about what could happen, and it's something that people should take seriously and think about.
Hassett cited Yale University economist William Nordhaus, Nobel laureate who is known for his economic modeling on climate change. A widespread recall of common blood pressure and heart failure medications has been expanded to include more drugs containing Losartan. The recall is due to an impurity that is classified as a potential human carcinogen. The recall is the latest in an ongoing investigation into a class of drugs known as angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs, which contain either valsartan, losartan, or irbesartan, and are used in patients with high blood pressure and other conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The family of a Northern California rapper who was shot more than two dozen times by police intends to sue the city of Vallejo, alleging the police response was bungled from start to finish. 20-year-old William Coy was fatally shot February 9th after apparently falling asleep in the front seat of a car at the drive-thru of a Taco Bell in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say six officers opened fire after McCoy appeared to reach for a gun in his lap. His sister, Simone Richard, and others held a news conference Thursday saying her brother was executed.
You know, y'all didn't give him a chance to put his hands up. Y'all didn't give him a chance to say who his name was. Y'all didn't even give him a chance to lift his hand up to make sure to acknowledge it was the police. Y'all never gave him a chance. And that's not right. Like, they didn't give Willie a chance. Y'all did that because he was black.
A loaded handgun was found in McCoy's lap, a .40 caliber semi-automatic with an extended magazine. The officers were initially placed on administrative leave and returned to duty after meeting with a psychologist. A statement from the parents of the late American college student Otto Warmbier says they disagree with President Trump and hold Kim Jong-un and what they call his evil regime responsible for their son's death. President Donald Trump says his view on North Korea's role is being misinterpreted, tweeting, "Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Trump praised the Warmbier's as a tremendous symbol of strong passion and strength, but he didn't take back his earlier comments that he took Un at his word that he wasn't aware of how Warmbier was being treated during his 17 months in captivity. Warmbier died soon after his 2017 release. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.